You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jason, you should put on your headphones. Heavy Metal Chris is playing one of your faves. He's playing it just for you.
Oh.
There we go.
Ozzy? Is that Ozzy?
No, this is old school Judas Priest.
Oh, it's Judas.
Yeah, it's one of your faves.
You love to break the law.
Ozzy, Judas Priest are all one and the same.
Oh, how dare you. That is heresy, Heavy Metal Chris.
But my daughter will be watching Metallica in 2 days.
Very good.
I think they're going to open with Enter Sandman and close with Enter Sandman.
Oh, you think they're going to do both?
They should.
Oh, I don't think so.
So just close?
Aren't they doing the no repeat bit?
Don't know.
I think they're doing it because they're doing two nights at most of the stadiums. So they're not playing the same set list.
They're not.
So they're only doing one night at Lane Stadium.
I think they're just doing one.
Okay, yeah. So... open and close with Enter Sandman? That seems extreme.
That's Bush League.
I don't think that's going to happen.
They're above just, that.
I think that's the closer.
That'll be the closer.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, those college students don't know any other songs from Metallica besides
Enter
Sandman.
Some might. They probably
not
don't.
Many, believe
some could.
Me. Believe me, they don't.
Okay.
They start playing Unforgiven. They'll recognize it. Some of the others.
There's a handful.
Okay.
But they're going to play for 2 hours.
Yeah.
But aren't the college students just a small portion of the crowd that's going to that? I think a lot of it is
probably
people from the, who live there.
I mean, what is Lane
maybe
hold? 60,000 plus?
Yeah.
They sold plenty of it.
There'll be a lot of college kids there.
Yeah.
Hey, remember.
And they're only there to see Enter Sandman.
Coming up later this hour, we have tickets to the Capitals playoff game tomorrow night. So stay tuned for that. But right now, let's open up the entertainment page.
That's right, Ricky, driven by BMW. Fairfax, D.C.'s only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager, so she'll set you up with a Sully sales assistant. Of course, you can check out their entire selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at BMWFairfax.com.
Let me just interject this. We also have Metallica tickets to give away this hour.
Yes, we do.
So we've got Caps tickets and Metallica tickets. Stay tuned for that.
All right. I can't remember because when Kevin comes on, I mean, he's a nice kid, but my brain shuts down. What did he preview Thunderbolts?
Yeah.
Yes.
He did.
Gave it a 4.5.
He loved
four and
it.
A half. It did $76 million.
I think that's a pretty good
is
haul.
That pretty good,
pretty
number,
good number
for,
seems
for that
like
movie.
It.
You
Disney
also tuned
movie?
Out because it was a new Marvel movie.
I don't know. I'm not interested in movies, really. Sinners finished second. That did $33 million in its third week so far. It's made $179 million. Who's in Sinners?
Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan plays two characters. I believe he plays Smoke and he plays Stack.
And what is it about?
The twin brothers.
What's
vampires?
That descend on.
Yeah. See, this is why I'm not into movies.
He gave that a 5.
Yeah,
that's supposed to be excellent.
I got no interest in either of those.
Yeah, I know. I'm just not interested in what they do now. I might be interested in The Accountant too, but it looks like it's bombing at the box
Valdez
office. Valdez said it sucked. It did lost 61% of its audience so far in 2 weeks with freaking Ben Affleck starring and who's the other guy that stars?
John Bernthal.
John Bernthal, well-known
guy.
Actor. It's only made $41 million. It looks like a big bust.
I think that's kind of a dud.
Kind of a dud. So I think
I always found accounting boring. Make movies about it.
I know, but somehow they made it interesting the first go around.
I'd like to give you a recap, but I tried and I fell on my face. I can't.
Well, did you take accounting three times?
All right. To go back to my college days, I took accounting three times. Passed on the third.
So wait, you failed it twice.
Failed it twice. Hey, I think
Horsey's got you beat.
I don't quit. But then
you kind of did.
Then I took accounting two and I passed that the first time. I might have had some outside help.
How can you struggle with accounting? Isn't it just like you're add and subtract?
I'm not a numbers guy.
I never took accounting, but how could it possibly be hard?
There was a lot of rules to it.
How could it possibly be
I took it in 1988 or 89, so remember
you
that much.
You fill out a spreadsheet?
I think we had spreadsheets back in
how could it be hard?
Hey,
it was hard for him. He changed his major
after
that.
It was hard for me, with the mass comms. Biggest joke major ever.
All right. Paid off. Paid
it
dividends, did, cakes.
We avoid politics on this show. I'm avoiding politics right here, but I am butt-sized that they're talking about reopening Alcatraz. I've been to Alcatraz.
You're excited for that?
I think it's awesome.
How much would it cost to open that
thing
back?
I don't know. It doesn't seem plausible to me from afar because it was probably revolutionary, 70 years ago, whenever it had its heyday.
It's been closed.
Been closed for at least 20 years or something.
Oh, I think
at least.
Longer than that.
I walked around the grounds of it. I did the whole Alcatraz tour. It's such a small little place. I don't even know how it could be that impactful. Like the idea of it.
It closed in 1963.
Yeah. Oh, so geez. 70 years ago.
How many people escaped?
I'm not sure many really pulled it off.
Wasn't the whole thing that nobody ever escaped from Alcatraz?
Yeah, there might have been one or two that pulled it off, but they had the shark infested waters and it was so freaking cold and the current, you sleep on the current. You just can't do it.
What about Shawshank? Can you open that back up?
I don't know.
I am all in on making Alcatraz silly. just having been there,
just seems like such a waste.
It doesn't hold many people.
Like 200 inmates. You're going to spend $1 billion renovating that thing. Think of all the pipes and everything.
I like the idea of it.
I know it's fun.
I like the idea of it.
Eaten by sharks.
I don't like government waste. So if they determine it's stupid, fine, don't do it.
Why don't they
like
put up a hotel?
What?
What if they put a hotel there?
It could probably do pretty well.
Well, if they're putting a prison.
A total of 36 prisoners made 14 escape attempts. Two men trying twice. 23 were caught alive.
Yeah.
Six were shot and killed during their escapes.
Yeah.
Two drowned, and five were listed as missing and presumed drowned.
Yeah. What about the guy that jumped out, the D.B. Cooper? Has there been any resolution on that guy that jumped out with the parachute? You know what I'm talking about, right?
I know what you're talking about, but I don't think
he's ever... Jumped out of the plane?
I don't think he's ever been found, has he?
Right, I feel like lately there's been more and more interest in that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't tell
There's been more interest, really?
I feel like there has been.
he's probably expired either way.
Yeah, he's probably no longer with us.
Oh, for sure, for sure. I just would love to know if he made it or not.
He disappeared in 1971.
Remember I told you that I've seen, when I go to these volleyball tournaments, especially nationals, you see everybody. You see so many hoopers. I see Jared Jeffries all the time.
Okay.
When I'm out. But, he's Jared Jeffries. Nobody cares.
Taunt him? Because wasn't he on the team that the Terps beat in the title game?
No, I don't bring it up.
You don't bring that up?
I think about it.
Former Wizard Jared Jeffries.
But I saw Kevin Garnett a couple years ago. I think it was in Chicago. And I told you, he just looked like a mean.
So unapproachable.
He looked so unapproachable.
Doesn't want to talk to you.
Sunglasses indoors.
Yeah.
He just
Cakes
grumpy,
and I played softball with him.
Yeah, we
grumpy.
Did. That's true.
I'm not surprised when I see this on TMZ. Kevin Garnett, heated argument with girlfriend, cops called.
Ooh.
Kevin Garnett and his girlfriend were involved in a heated argument. And cops were called to the scene. Law enforcement... sources told TMZ that Garnett's partner, Tier Candelier, what a name, dialed 911 just before 2 a.m. to report that she and Garnett had been involved in a domestic dispute at their Los Angeles area residence. When they arrived, Garnett had left, but they nonetheless took a report. Candelier did refuse medical aid after they asked if she needed it.
The cops should have been called to that softball game JP was talking about for some of the dirty swings that some of those pro ballers had. I think Jerry Stackhouse had a gross softball swing, from what I remember.
Yeah.
None of them were very good.
No.
Well, you know, I remember, this is dating us, but back in Camden Yards in the early years, remember when they had the home run contest with, yes, like all the guys?
Wasn't Patrick Ewing in that?
Patrick Ewing's in it. Well, abysmal. Michael Jordan was abysmal. And he ended up, I think, after that, playing pro ball.
Right.
Of course.
He hit
203.
He was so, but he was much better later. But you would never have
guessed. I don't remember him in that contest.
By the way, I wanted to ask Barry when we had Barry on, but we ran out of time, if I was a little bit ahead of the curve on the Dylan Cruz, like eyebrow raising.
Oh, now you're back to bashing Dylan Cruz.
Well, yeah, for 2 weeks ago, you were all over.
No, I just said, listen, it looks like he's doing great. He had hit like 12 out of 13 games, bunch of multi-hit games. But now, before last night, I think he was 0 for 23, yep, back under
he's
sub
got a
200.
Ton of Ks.
He's just, and I think Mark Zuckerman reported that he's a big over. He's got as many hits as you do with runners in scoring position.
Yeah, he's... He had a streak, and we thought, he's turning a corner.
Here's what I'm willing to say.
But he's gonna be sent down.
Where do you stand on him? Because you are moving all over the place.
I know. I'm just trying to be graceful and not be a jerk. But here's where I do stand on him officially. Just write this down, May 5th. He ain't no superstar. I promise you that. So he might have a long career, but he might just be a Joe Journeyman. Dylan Cruz... Sorry, Mike, not a superstar. Well, not number two, like, not a superstar. I'm pretty sure of that. He's a pretty good outfielder, pretty good base runner. You know, you hit the ball hard every once in a while at a guy. He ain't no superstar. James Wood, potential superstar. See it right away. Dylan Cruz, not a superstar. Sorry. Anybody want
to
argue?
I'm willing to give him a little more time. He hasn't had a lot of seasoning in the pros.
Superstar, I mean... Well, you could say that
for
a ton of prospects. You could say that for all the prospects.
I'm just saying. You expect the number two overall pick pretty much be a star. How about star? Not a star.
So an all-star. Multiple all-star.
Oh, no chance. 0.0.
I mean, right
so
now.
Does that leave any doubt where I stand?
If he's an all-star, then...
Then I'll, I'm not going to say anything crazy. Right? I'll eat my hat or something. Like, I'm not, you know.
But how many of these guys are superstars that were the number two pick in the draft? This is the last 10. I'll rip through them.
Just
Marcus,
say star.
Marcus
Just say
Stroman. Star. Fine.
Marcus
Aaron
Stroman's
Nola.
Okay.
Fine.
No, Nola's.
Nola's been
legit.
A beast at
right,
times.
Luis Severino, not a superstar. Kerstad, who's with the Orioles. Jack Leiter. Drew Jones, Hunter Green, Bobby Witt Jr.
Well, there's two mega stars right there.
Bobby Witt, legit.
And Hunter Green.
Bobby Witt's going to the Hall of Fame.
Listen, I'm sorry. If you're drafted two overall, you're projected. You may not pan out. You're projected to be a star.
But for the most part, I'd say 70% of those are not superstars.
Right. Well, if you're going to include Green, Witt Jr., Paul Skeens.
Wasn't Skeens the number one pick?
Yeah, Skeens was.
He was number one.
Yeah, because Cruz was right behind him.
Yeah, I don't know why they listed it number two.
Paul Skeens was the one.
Yeah.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Drab, so now you know where I stand.
All right.
Is that
like
fair?
It. All right.
Yeah. Not a star.
You don't see all-star in him.
How could you?
A lot of people like cakes. You need some more seasoning.
He had a 14-game stretch where he was silly.
He hit 12 out of 13. I saw a couple of them that were number hits. But last year was a big indicator, I thought. You know, I freaking hit 150, .150 last year.
He played a ton of baseball last year, man.
And that's Mike's answer is it always takes him a while to adjust to each level.
Right.
But he's probably got at least 250 now major league at bats. That's, you know, he's probably got half a.
Yeah, I would say that.
Right?
So he's got
a third of a season under his belt in his career. We'll see.
Look, if he struggles the entire year and he hits 210 and he's got 170 strikeouts, okay, I might be with you, but you got to give him a lot of time.
Well, that's anybody can make that call. I'm making a call now. I'm putting my Bozak on the table right here, Cakes. Not a star.
Okay, you are putting it out there.
He might be a 10-year player, but he ain't no star.
Hey, we've been talking about Metallica right now. Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with two tickets to Metallica. M72 tour with special guests Pantera and Suicidal Tendencies. That's Wednesday, May 28th at Northwest Stadium. For tickets and more event info, you can visit thefandc.com/events. You'll win those two tickets. So give us a call now at 800-636-1067. Let me tell you about Surfside. Look, there's only one thing better than Surfside in baseball, and that's Surfside iced teas and lemonades plus vodka on the golf course. That's right. It's golf season, and there's no better drink to enjoy on the golf course. It's light, refreshing, made with real vodka and real brewed tea. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles. So that means no carbonation. Cheers to hitting the fairway, and cheers to Surfside. It's tea time. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.